This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We are back live. We have former prosecutor and, of course, syndicated talk show host Lionel joining us. I saw him this morning on the Real News with David Knight. Very powerful info. So I thought, wow, come back on this show and please recap what you were just saying. He's coming up at the bottom of the hour. We have some excerpts of in C-SPAN, but also with us yesterday with Congressman Gaetz. That's coming up, dealing with some really serious issues in the memo. And then other incredible news, like inside the bizarre world of human-chimp hybrids known as humanzees, as a renowned scientist gets into the base in Georgia and other areas where they've been developing these. And then this is 50-year-old technology, okay? Just like you can have a horse and a zebra can have a baby, or a donkey and a horse can have a mule, or a lion and a tiger can have a liger. It's a little bit harder to do, but they're able to do it. And the argument is that they have more rights than a chimpanzee. And the reason this is such an important story is this is how they take things that are going on but never really talk about it in the media, and so people think it's a conspiracy theory. That's one of the big things I get attacked for. I mean, for 30 years they admit they have animal-human hybrids they kill at the embryonic level. Well, they've been keeping them alive. It's not just humanzees. So I'm going to be talking about that too. Before I go any further, though, earlier I tried to mention this and tried to get into this, and I didn't really give it any justice, so I'm going to do that right now because it's such a big deal. This is the best deal we've ever offered on our flagship product, DNA Force. This product has been out for 3.5 years. It has thousands of 5-star reviews, unprecedented, and it's got a very interesting story behind it. I was at a medical doctor's clinic facility that had top-of-the-line nutraceuticals. And I was then also on an airplane, was reading about similar formulas to DNA Force, and was noticing that they were $200 to $400. And then I talked to my dad about it, who is a physician, and he said, absolutely, this is the biggest area in nutraceuticals and supplements is longevity. And keeping your telomeres in place. You can't make telomeres grow. You can just make them not shrink as fast, which is basically, I guess, kind of the same thing in the final equation. You can, again, slow down what's happening with them. It's got nerve regrowth factor, you name it. Well, I designed DNA Force with Dr. Group, and Dr. Group's a great guy, but then we were going to come out with Cell Force because I was able to find just as good of the same compounds for a lower price and was able to develop Cell Force, and Group liked the formula so much, he said, listen, we were going to come out with DNA Force Plus. You just use that name and do it because this is such an incredible formula, and I understand you're going to one of the biggest labs in the country, and so you were able to scale up in the lower price, and I want to do that. He was so classy, he just said, you just put out DNA Force Plus as Cell Force or vice versa. Because I was partnering with him on that. That's how classy he is. So Cell Force is a limited run. When it's gone, it's gone. It will be called DNA Force Plus because it's stronger than the old DNA Force and it is less money. So it's a good deal normally at $149 like DNA Force was, and we'd sell it for $99 on sale. We're selling it for $70.45. Used to, that's almost what it costs to make a bottle of DNA Force. Well, now we've lowered the price on the ingredients by buying even more, just as high qualities. We're lowering it for you. This is the best deal ever on DNA Force. It's DNA Force Plus, but called Cell Force, because we weren't going to step on Group's toes. We just put out Cell Force separately with a similar name to DNA Force, and it's even stronger and a lower price, super high quality, promotes cellular energy production, supports optimal mental health, and so much more, and it supports the InfoWar. Get the best deal ever at InfoWarsStore.com. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We are back live now into hour number two. Thank you so much for joining us. The wheels are coming off. The walls are closing in. The engine of globalism, it has blown up. I've got a stack of articles I'm going to get to here in a few minutes. If I can find them in the stack, I was looking during the break, where just all across Europe, they've had 11 elections in the last 2 years, and in every country, the populists, the nationalists, the anti-globalists, the free marketers, the libertarians, the conservatives have won. And really, the trailblazer of all this was Berlusconi. And that's why we've got joining us coming up in the third hour, Leo Zagami, because he was the guy when I was in Rome a few years ago who really explained to me that it was Berlusconi that advised Putin on nationalism and a bunch of other issues, not taking away from Putin, and that it was Berlusconi pushing nationalism all over Europe, and that it was Berlusconi that would be the model of the new populism that would sweep the planet. And I saw mainstream articles today admitting basically that. So I got to tell you, I really respect Zagami. I used to think 10 years ago he was nuts when I first learned about him, just because it sounded so crazy. You know, the pedophile rings in the Vatican were going to put a black pope in, a Jesuit, and then it would probably be this current pope. And they'd never had a Jesuit before as a pope. It's kind of persona non grata. It's not officially a canon that it's illegal, but you don't do it. Because it's the protectionary group, supposedly, Society of Jesus, set up by Loyola, but 500 years ago. So how is that then? It was the Praetorian Guard. Then how is it going to have a pope? That's a conflict of interest. So you've got this admitted Marxist Jesuit now who used blackmail to get control of the Vatican. And that even came out in The Guardian years after Zagami first broke it down. Yeah, there it is. He's back. How Silvio Berlusconi staged a political resurrection. They say he's a bad guy because he likes 25-year-old supermodels. Hey, man, he's not a pedophile. I say more power to him. You know what I mean? That's his big crime, is he likes women. He's got a bunch of kids. So it's Trump's crime. It's my crime. I admit to it. Anyways, the bottom line here is that a lot of crazy things are going on right now. And we're chronicling this as it unfolds. They had another election in the Czech Republic. Just went to the nationalist. And when I say 11 or 12, there's been a bunch of special elections and a bunch of parliamentary that I can't even keep track. There's been like five in Germany. The populists have won every one of those. But Merkel had this coalition, such a monopoly, like 80%+ of the votes, that it took five elections to have her down to, she was going to be out of office, but then they did some other deals when you got a dozen or more big parties to where she's still hanging on. But yeah, pro-Trump Czech president who warned of organized invasion of migrants wins re-election. And then, again, the same thing in Austria, the same thing in Spain, the same thing in Greece, the same thing in Italy, the same thing in Iceland, the same thing in England, on and on and on and on and on. This is so exciting. But moving along into what I want to recap here, we have MSNBC so-called analyst basically saying Representative Nunes must be a Russian agent because he doesn't want any legal Clinton cabal caught red-handed inside the Justice Department and FBI making up fake intelligence to try to overthrow a sitting president and stop an American recovery. I mean, you guys are the ones that have been financed by George Soros and others and get taxpayer money and are selling us out to globalists. You're the ones that are the foreign power. Here's that clip.
Possible that the Republican chairman of the House Intel Committee has been compromised by the Russians? Is it possible that we actually have a Russian agent running the House Intel Committee on the Republican side?
I hope that's not the case, and I certainly have no information to suggest that it is. I think that
doesn't his behavior speak of that, though? I mean, I'm not the first person who's raised this. He's behaving like someone who's been compromised, and there are people in the Intelligence Committee, in the intelligence community, and others with great expertise in this area who look at him and say, that guy's been compromised.
Well, I don't have that expertise. What I also know is that there are plenty of Republicans who simply instinctually act in a way to protect their president, and his actions would certainly comport.
Okay, let's stop right there with these guys. I mean, it's like Monty Python. A witch, a witch, a witch. How do we know she's a witch? Well, if we throw her in the water and she floats, we know she's a witch because witches are made of wood. But if she sinks and dies, we know she's not a witch. But either way, she dies. Good, good, good. Throw in the water. Witch, witch, witch. And then there's no way to get out of it. It's like, admit you murder penguins on blue moons. And you're just like, I can't prove I don't murder penguins on blue moons. Incidentally, we're about to have a blue moon next month, they're saying. Very rare occurrence. And it just goes on and on and on and on. And then they say, everyone on Twitter that's pro-Trump is a Russian bot. And then companies do analysis and say none of these are Russian bots. Schiff doesn't care. He's leveling his dirty finger at all of you and saying you're Russian agents because, again, they're the outside globalist power. Speaking of Nancy Pelosi, you already played the clips of her total meltdown with Cuomo. I mean, they are so scared of the memo. And notice they've gone from saying it's not real, there's nothing there, to don't release it. Oh, no, whatever you do, don't release it, because it is so damning. Everything else we've already seen has been damning. Reportedly, this is like dozens more quotes just as bad. Red-handed, organized collusion. They already admit there's clips of Strzok saying, oh, my God, there's no Russian collusion. What are we going to do? We're going to get caught. Reportedly, they're in there talking about violence against the president. I mean, this is going to be devastating. Devastating. And I'm telling you, I feel it in my gut, they're going to pull something, that they just are cornered rats. They're used to being in power. They want to stay in power. But here's Pelosi preemptively disapproves of all of President Trump's State of the Union talking points. She preemptively tries to drive the economy down. She preemptively pushes all this bull. We're going to play that clip. And then Michael Moore says America must be cleansed of its white male privilege. Just total racism, total race baiting. That's all they've got. This is KKK behavior. Because demographically, whites, like the Democratic Party, that used KKK control before, they've just shifted the demographic and think minorities who become the majority, as we speak, will become basically Hispanic and black KKK. And they don't want prosperity. They don't want a future. They just want to be racist idiots led around by weird old people who can hardly talk by Nancy Pelosi instead of having prosperity and living together in peace. I mean, this is insane. So here is Nancy Pelosi.
When the president comes to make the State of the Union address, he will try to characterize his initiatives as something positive. But 2017 was a very bad year for the American people because of the failure on the part of the Republicans in Congress to get the job done. They have failed. I give them an F. The Republican tax scam has trouble in store for me.
Trump has had incredible success. We've all had success.
It's go to the top 1%.
She's demoralizing you.
6 million middle-class families will pay more taxes.
Hit pause. The globalists wrote the laws with their tax exempt. Bezos and all these people that get taxpayer money on every order They're all for tax increases. They didn't want this because they don't want you to have anything. They want to shut America down. Apple didn't want these cuts for the general public, but they wanted the corporate taxes to bring some jobs back because they can then competitively leverage out China a little bit. The point is, the establishment didn't want these tax cuts. Back to Pelosi.
Told this was all for them. But the worst part is the nearly $2 trillion that they'd added to the national debt, robbing from our children's future in order to give tax breaks to the rich and to corporate America.
The Democrats have triple the money in Congress of Republicans. They're the rich, powerful group. They're the elite. That's the facts. What Trump's doing is $13,000 for the average family. Lardy, already look at wages going up. Let's go out to break with more of our babble. Here it is.
An F minus because he had more opportunities, the president of the United States. So I think he'll take credit for things that didn't happen or things that happened that he had nothing to do with.
Oh, like if you have a business, you didn't build it?
Misrepresent the facts when it comes to infrastructure.
And if you got a doctor, you can keep it?
You name it. Things that begin with a
get her off the screen. We'll be back.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
From the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
How many times must I tell you, baby? How many bridges I've got to cross? How many times must I explain myself?
I love the fact we're turning the corner against the globalist. Stock market's down over 300 points today, though, on uncertainty. It's a big, big deal when you learn that the top of the FBI was run by the Clintons, that they were messing with the media, the Democratic Party, that they were involved in massive collusion. It's a critical article on InfoWars.com. The FBI director was removed the day after the Bureau read the memo from Congress because it was sent over to the Justice Department Friday for their review. And after they had a chance to read it, by Monday, he had to go. That is a critical article on InfoWars.com. And continuing, it's being reported by Tucker Carlson and others that he is under DOJ scrutiny. That means criminal investigation. So, again, I ask you the question. Everybody should be asking. What are they going to do? Because they tried to deny the stuff existed, then they said it was no big deal. Now they're scared. Now they're saying, oh, we're going to hurt the country. Don't bring this out. Well, justice be done. May the heavens fall. It has to come out. It has to come out. And quite frankly, we have to end this whole Russia collusion garbage on the Trump front because there's no evidence of it, just as the FBI text messages that Congress have says. You've got Strzok telling his girlfriend, man, this isn't real. There's nothing here. We need to stop doing this. But we all know McCabe and others ordered them to continue. Shocked to his core, FBI Director Wray, blown away by contents of FISA memo, sources say. More resignations may be coming. And then the media says, oh, it's because Trump fired him. No, they have been caught on government phones in a conspiracy to defraud the American voter and to keep a Clinton cabal in charge so they could cover up the crimes they'd previously engaged in and carry out more in the future. Just like a big bank, you'll get the CEO and the CFO together, and you find out they've stolen millions of dollars like Bernie Madoff. That's how they do this. You get a few people at the top, they can wreck everything, and that's exactly what's happening. The House of Cards is coming down on the fake news, on all of these people that are so incredibly desperate, like Acosta, putting out reports that Trump fired McCabe yesterday. That's not true. Right now, let's go to a boil down of Matt Gaetz on the broadcast, one of the great freshman members of Congress. He's up for election this year. Just pointing out that these guys are like cornered rats. He put a press release out today saying the president should release the memo at the State of the Union. Imagine if he didn't talk about any of it till the end and said the public has a right to know this. There was a criminal conspiracy by Hillary and the Democrats to try to keep me from getting into office so we wouldn't have this recovery. They're globalists. They've sold you out. It would devastate them. But I think the president's going to take the high road. But I agree with Gaetz. I think we should go both barrels and this should be released. But here's some of the powerful excerpts of yesterday's interview. What happens as their house of cards falls? They've shown they never give up.
Well, you're right about that, Alex, but they're going to be like cornered rats when this entire investigation is shown to be the fraud that it is. It's built on a rotten foundation, and I suspect that they'll have to go into major defense mode over Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation. There's a lot of people that paid bribes to the Clinton Foundation that still may be getting a benefit out of this government, and when they find out that their house of cards is falling, we may see a very strong reaction, and they'll have to really start to explain themselves, because the president's shown one thing. He's willing to drain the swamp in this town.
State of the Union. We've seen year one about delivering. Trump says, hey, I've just got it started. What do you expect to hear in the State of the Union tomorrow night?
I expect the president to offer a unifying message. I expect a real focus on infrastructure and about the economic conditions people find themselves in, because the mainstream media can lie and they can cheat and they can distort and they can take things out of context and sensationalize all kind of drama that goes on here in Washington. But what the mainstream media can't lie about is the amount of money in people's paychecks. And I think that the president is going to talk to over 2 million Americans that have already seen their wages rise. They've already seen bonuses in their bank accounts, and he's going to talk about the economic condition of this of the American people, and I think ultimately that will unify our party, and it should unify the country.
That's right. It's really a question of the people are awake. They should deliver and take action. I got to ask this last question. I know you're not a vindictive guy, neither am I. You know, Napoleon got sent off to Alba, but Hillary and the globalists have committed all these crimes. There should be more investigations. Something should be done. They're always going to come back if we don't. Is somebody going to get indicted over the made-up Russiagate crime, trying to frustrate voters and all the crazy stuff we've seen? I mean, the money, the former FBI director, McCabe's wife getting a $500,000. The president's talked about it. What needs to happen? Just in closing.
Well, there have been credible media reports that the Little Rock field office is actually investigating elements of bribery and corruption with the Clinton Foundation, particularly as it relates to uranium sales that may not have been in our nation's interest. And I think that should really worry Hillary Clinton and some of the people who were paying money for influence within the Clinton world, because this is not going to be a politically predetermined outcome made by a bunch of political bureaucrats at the head shed at the FBI. This is going to be frontline work done by real field agents out in the Little Rock field office, and they should be concerned because justice may be coming to their doorstep very soon.
Wow. So it looks like Clinton world is coming to an end as America and the real world comes back. Wow. Matt Gaetz, really impressed with what you're doing. MattGaetz.com. Thanks for joining us here in the InfoWar.
Thank you.
But how are they going to strike back now? What's the establishment going to do? Well, it's in the documents that came out 3 weeks ago that have been confirmed now from the Soros Foundation and his son running it. They tried to cause race riots in 2015 and tried to trigger martial law. Let's go ahead and go to Michael Moore.
By removing him and the whole disgusting lot of them in Congress and in our state capitals, still won't be enough.
No.
We must remove and replace the system and the culture that gave us Trump in the first place. He did not just fall out of the sky and land in Queens. He is the result of a decades-long and of us never correcting the three original sins of America. A nation founded on genocide, built on the backs of slaves, and maintained through the subjugation of women to second-class citizenship and economic disempowerment.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that When you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that for children and adults. We've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. The colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Radio Network.
And the gentleman from Florida, Mr. Gates, is recognized for 60 minutes as the designee of the majority leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There is a four-page memo. I've read it. Over 190 of my Republican colleagues have read it. Some Democrats have read it. Some have boycotted reading it. And it details circumstances that are deeply troubling to me and that I believe will be deeply troubling to many Americans.
They are going to release the memo, and they're going to make it available to the entire House. That's what they voted on. And now the memo goes to President Trump's desk, And now he can confirm whether or not to release it to the entire public.
The House Intelligence Committee in executive session, the Washington Examiner writing about the outcome of that meeting, saying the committee voted this evening to force the release of a classified memo written by Republicans that outlines what they say are abuses of federal surveillance authorities.
Mr. Speaker, I walked into a secure vault and signed one of the most detailed non-disclosure documents I've ever seen and viewed the memo.
And after having reviewed the contents of the classified memo relating to FISA abuses, I support its full release to the public
so that they have all of the facts. The American people deserve to see the information that I have read, that Mr. Gates has read, and that over 100 members of Congress have read.
I'm stunned at the previous administration's underhanded surveillance methods and misuse of power at the highest levels of the FBI and Department of Justice.
We have got to have people in these law enforcement agencies that lead these agencies and these bodies be trustworthy, who will follow the law, who will not abuse their power for political gain or purpose.
Moreover, all federal agencies, including the FBI, should be held to a high standard and always be held accountable for their actions. The issues that the memo raises must be brought to light and dealt with responsibly.
Yes, we all have a right to know what is going on with our government. Yes, I'm worried about career bureaucrats or elected officials abusing the power of the government to get information on their political enemies, like the king was doing back in the days of the Revolutionary War.
In addition to releasing the memo, I believe it's important to be releasing relevant material sourced in the memo. I am looking forward to President Trump shortly declassifying permanently that memo.
I think this is our opportunity to remind ourselves that we do have a right to be safe and secure in our persons and papers from a government that may be trying to do more than protect us. You know, maybe some of these folks in the government have shifted from, well, we need to protect America, to, well, the best way to protect America is to protect ourselves and our job and our political agenda.
Let's go back now to Adam Schiff crying, freaking out because his fake memo is not going to be released to the public.
We had a separate vote on the minority memoranda, and the majority voted against allowing the public to see the minority memoranda. The release the memo crowd apparently doesn't want to release the memo now.
The House Democrats, led by Ranking Member Adam Schiff, went to the House Intel Committee tonight, calling for the public release of their memo, asking for their colleagues to declassify the memo and publicly release it immediately without giving them the opportunity to read it first.
Here's Donald Trump Jr. on Twitter. Schiff sounds like he's panicking. One memo that has been available to all Congress to read for a week will be made public, but he wants to release his without showing anyone. Same old nonsense. I think I'll win my bet that he leaks his. That seems to be his thing.
I should also mention that it was disclosed to the minority today for the first time that the majority has evidently opened an investigation of the FBI and an investigation of the Department of Justice.
Good!
Under our committee rules, of course, that...
You ought to be investigated next!
Minority.
And you will be! So we already know that the Obama administration acted criminally. We already know that they colluded with the FBI and the DOJ to write Hillary off before doing an investigation. We already know that it was Obama that was the corrupt president, that it was Obama that corrupted the entire halls of government in the DOJ and the FBI.
And folks, that is what is in the document, is that Obama and others gave the orders. Then they testified to Congress, McCabe, Comey, and lied about leaking, about all of it. And so they've been caught in so many angles. I wanted to get a former top prosecutor from Florida on with us, of course, in other incarnations, a top TV host and radio host, no stranger to you guys, Lionel, the Emmy Award-winning television news decoder and legal analyst, a licensed trial lawyer and former prosecutor at Lionel Media on Twitter, lionelmedia.com, and he joins us right now. He's got, hundreds of millions of views just on his YouTube channel that he just got going recently. So it's great to have him joining us and then see his analysis just exploding while mainstream media is imploding. Of course, you've been in the mainstream media as well. Lionel, as a prosecutor looking at this, why is Pelosi so horrified? Why is Schiff so terrified after making jokes about this for weeks? They are now the pucker factor here. I mean, if you put a thing of coal in their rear end, sorry to be gross, they'd spit a diamond back out right now.
Well, we wait.
Well, if you would apply a plethysmograph to their sphincter, it would break. It would redline. You're absolutely correct. What it is this is exactly a blueprint of how the deep state, and let's make sure we understand this. You know, those individuals who tend to obfuscate tend to believe that the deep state is this term that you and I came up with all of a sudden that speaks to some fanciful, magical, you know, conspiracy theory. It's been around. Deep state, police state, surveillance state, whatever you want to call it. But this is the blueprint. It's like reading the plans for how this thing works. And it is at so many levels. What I respectfully submit is that the president or anybody should say, look, the hell with this memo. Let me tell you what happened. And if they want to refute it, fine, then release the memo and refute what I said with the memo. Impeach what I said. We all know what's in the memo. Let's stop pretending that we need to read it, that we need to find this four-page summary of the rat's nest and this infected, olid, fetid world that we live in. We don't need this memo, but great, do it. Adam Schiff looks like, basically, he's getting a practice scope from a guy with a hangnail. He's got this look of, we're going to be caught. Let's also go back, Alex, to look at this. Think about what it is when you have the United States government manufacturing lies, creating lies, giving it the name dossier, elevating it to some status of some James Bond novel, paying for scripted fantasy lies, being paid for by the government, by Hillary Clinton, by the DNC, then using that scripted basis of lies to form the basis for FISA warrants. That is called fruits of the poisonous tree, and everything that falls therefrom, every aspect, every derivative of that initial lie gets thrown out of court. So, General Flynn, if your case was involved initially in that document, Mr. Papadopoulos, if your case was involved somehow in that and your supposed lies to the FBI were based initially on probable cause and the like created from this imaginary document, then you may have good grounds to have your plea withdrawn and this whole thing goes away. Remember, Manafort and Gates were pre-Trump. That's another story.
Sure, but again, I'm not a famous prosecutor like yourself, but I've watched Perry Mason and Court TV both being sarcastic. Fruit of the poisonous tree, if people get caught in frame-ups or fraud or lying to the court or bringing in fraudulent evidence knowing so, you don't just drop the whole case. You have major civil and criminal charges generally against the people that cooked up the lie.
And we also have precisely right. And we also go back. Let's go back even more. December the 21st. December the 21st, the executive order by the president, which said that all of a sudden we're going to hold assets seizable. And who leaves? Eric Schmidt. What was that all about? And think about the civil and criminal liability that he has. This is a Gordian knot. This is
exactly. We'll be right back. The whole thing's coming down.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035.
Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
It was, what, 2 years ago, in the middle of the campaign, that Obama started coming out saying, don't question government, don't talk about tyranny, don't talk about foreign powers, or you're a tyrant. And he was talking about us, he was talking about Trump, he was talking about, Hillary had just come out and attacked me by name the day before. And then you look, they're the ones saying there's these Russians involved in everything. When the Russians are not involved in very much at all, but trying to stabilize their country, the communist Chinese, even the Wall Street Journal, admit have like 100 times or more the effect. They run most of the universities, most of the companies. We've been taken over by the communist Chinese. The globalists, both parties, made a deal with them, the Democrats particularly. And you just heard Lionel, former prosecutor, syndicated talk show host, smart cookie, pointing out that the fruit of corruption, of lies, something based on a lie, from the warrant on, it all falls, and then there's civil and criminal penalties, because this isn't just against the president. Schiff says that Trump is, in a press conference, doing this for his own personal gain, and that Congress has, the Republican Party has put themselves ahead of the country. This was a conspiracy against the president, against our electoral process. And then they point their finger at everybody, including Nunes, the chairman of the committee, saying he's a Russian agent. This is the biggest witch hunt. Isn't that, Lionel, the threat? We'll go to you in a moment. But first, here's Obama back from that speech saying, don't listen to people that warn about tyranny. Here it is.
Unfortunately, you've grown up
hearing voices that incessantly warn of government as nothing more than some separate, sinister entity that's at the root of all our problems. Some of these same voices also do their best to gum up the works. They'll warn that tyranny is always lurking just around the corner. You should reject these voices.
So we should reject those voices. And the media always says, Jones, you claim that you're worried about big government, but now you're embracing it. I'm for the Constitution. I'm for the Republic. I like the federalist system. It's out of control. It's been taken over by multinationals. I want our country back. Doesn't mean we're going to be perfect, but at least it'll be our country again. And that's Trump's big sin, is he's taking the country back with the people from the globalists. But here to bring this all into focus, Lionel of Lionel Media, again, former prosecutor and media analyst, to bring this into focus. You got cut off getting into the fact that absolutely the crimes have been committed via the poison fruit. Flesh that out and other key dynamics to this.
Well, a couple of things here. First, you know, Alex, they have this amazing ability to speak the truth, but say it sarcastically. They say, you're going to hear about people who suggest that there's a thing called tyranny. Yeah. And you're going to hear people suggest that maybe the president, Trump, maybe controls the Justice Department, that because of Article 2, because of the Constitution, that they serve at his pleasure. Yeah. And they make it sound insane. You know, a couple of things happened during the course of my history. I've been doing this for 30 years now. And when I started, it was just kind of plain old talk radio and Rush Limbaugh and ha ha, yee-haw. Well, Drudge came along first, and then you came along. And I'm not trying to blow smoke up your keister, my friend, but I mean, it was a whole new game. And then this thing came along. This ability, this genie out of the bottle that now gives us QAnon and gives us you, and now you are our deep throat. Every single day in the old days where we would sit back prior to the internet, prior to you, prior to Drudge, prior to Jerome Corsi and others, prior to that, we would just sit back and maybe turn to a neighbor or turn to our local papers and say, gee, I wish somebody would do something. Well, now we're empowered. What they do is they actually explain the truth, but say it sarcastically. Give an example.
By the way, what you just said is key. I've got people that know Trump for 45, 50 years, not just Stone. He would sit around every night around hamburgers or steaks and go, why doesn't somebody do something? Why doesn't somebody run? Why do they let them screw us? He would put ads in the paper against Snapchat and Gat. He was, his sister's a big federal judge. His family's been really involved as nationalist and populist. This is not a new Trump. It's just he had his magnet, advertiser, personality. You know, you're up in New York. You know who he really is. And now they're so scared. It's just crazy. Keep going. Sorry.
No, but what happens is, for example, this tactic of them, Jerome Corsi and I this week or a while back did something about QAnon and talking about the notion of pedophiles. Now, Alex, you have been talking about this since I can remember, about how there is an absolute real threat, existential or otherwise, of children being trafficked. Okay, you've heard the story. And what they do is, there's a group called Right Wing Watch who basically took our conversation and made it sound far-fetched by actually taking the truth but putting quotes around it, air quotes and otherwise. It's as though people say, listen, we can't fight them on the truth. Let's take the incredible, the unbelievable characteristics of this brazen, this conspiracy against the Republic and make it sound so crazy that it couldn't be true. So what they do is, what Obama does, what others do, they say they're suggesting that there's this group of people, this deep state, that actually conspired against a private citizen who dared to be president. And that through these unconstitutional criminal chicanery, they basically contrived and used this FISA warrant to actually surveil him and his people, committing the most atrocious of violations of law imaginable. This makes Watergate look like a walk in the park. Now, that's precisely what happened. But because to the nescient and ignorant person who watches Colbert and reads the USA Today or whatever it is, because for the first time they've been hit, it sounds so unbelievably horrible.
That was my next question. Knowing psychology like you do and how they take truth and then make a joke out of it because they know it's beating them. Now that deep state's out, the memos are out, global government's out, they're not denying any of it. Now they're just trying to sell it. Well, it is good to have a big secret group of bankers run your life. And what are they going to do now that everything's crashing down on them? Because I'm really concerned about used to power, they're going to strike back somehow.
What they have to do is somebody's got to give Hillary Clinton up. There's a lot of people out there, Alex, in the world, very, very powerful people from Soros and the Rothschilds, and you name it, and central banksters who say, why are we, she's putting the heat on us. You know, in New York in 1971, there was a guy named Joe Colombo of the Colombo crime family who was yakking about how Italians are mistreated, and he came up with this civil rights organization, and the other members, the other leaders and bosses of the family said, we got to take him out because he's putting heat on us. That's what Hillary Clinton is doing. And to show you the unmitigated hubris of this woman, she shows up on the Grammys and has the unmitigated audacity to look us in the eye and repeat a portion of that book, that rag, that book of suspicions. And
by the way, you live in New York. Wolf is known as a fraud in New York by everybody.
And here she is laughing about the president worrying about being poisoned. And let me also tell you, the struck page memos and or those texts. And by the way, Alex, you ever heard about two people having an affair who did 50,000 texts to each other? I mean, this is like Anthony Weiner. Anybody have sex anymore? This guy's taking pictures of himself and sending it. He couldn't pick these women out of a lineup. What is this, virtual adultery? They can't even get that right. And when you hear what they've said and what they've written, how they've laughed and they've mused about this president being dispatched and being liquidated, and she has the unmitigated hubris to laugh about this. Alex, she's been going on for so long with the idea that she's telling you, listen, Jones, listen, Mr. Austin, Texas, you don't know who I am. I'm a queen. I am the intended candidate. And whether you put me in office officially, whether you vote me in or not, I'm here. You didn't get the memo. I'm Hillary Clinton. I don't go away. The great Dan Hicks and his hot lick sang a song one time. How could I miss you if you won't go away?
No, I agree. She's like herpes. She's like herpes or syphilis. She won't go away. and when she was on the Grammys, when they finally pulled back, she did that demon smile that looks like If the Clown couldn't make that, a great white shark couldn't make it. I mean, it's so psychopathic horror movie cover. And she does it, and no one tells her she looks like a psychopath. No one, when Wolf smiles, he looks the same. And no one tells him, and then she won't go away. And you're absolutely right. Hollywood still thinks she's the queen, force-feeding her, even though the New York Times is coming out about her protecting sex abusers and people, reportedly. She won't go away. It's beautiful, though, in a way, that she's so insane that she won't go away.
This is a woman who stood before us and had neurological seizures repeatedly, who, upon seeing a balloon on the night of her investiture, froze like Angelo Bruno in Philly. She had a man come up with a benzo pen ready to zap her in the event she freaks out. She went through contortion. She looked at us and said, there's nothing wrong with me. But yet they talk about him eating a cheeseburger and whether he takes Lipitor or night. Do you see how they have been
or he didn't feed the fish right. And that's the thing. The citizen journalist caught her falling down. The media cut it at the tripping and said, Alex Jones, fake news again. She only stumbled. She did not fall down. She fell on her face. And they threw in there like a slab of meat. And the Secret Service told us a month before, follow her everywhere. Follow the black man. She's having seizures every hour. Millie Weaver and Gavin Winslow reporters caught her a week before in Ohio for an hour in an emergency tent with emergency stretchers. And the media didn't touch it. Bombshell info. We'll be back with Lionel. I'm Alex Jones.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools. cells to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making it.